Now, I've got some short scriptures that I'd like to read tonight, and the first one is in the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah in chapter 55. If your Bible's like mine, it's on page 895. Isaiah chapter 55, and I want to read verse 6. Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Jehovah, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now just turn forward in the same book, please, with me to chapter 65 of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. My next scripture is in the prophet Jeremiah, in chapter 33. That's on page 952. Prophet Jeremiah, chapter 33, and the first verse. And the word of Jehovah came to Jeremiah the second time, while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, the doer of it, Jehovah that formeth it to establish it. Jehovah is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and hidden things, which thou knowest not. And then just finally, a scripture in the New Testament in the book of the Romans in chapter 10. Book of the Romans, chapter 10 and verse 13. For everyone, whosoever, who shall call on the name of the Lord, shall be saved. There's quite a lot of absolute statements in the Bible. Statements for which there is no qualification. They're just statements that stand on their own. And they're like the promises of God. You can never set them aside. You can never put an if or a because. Because they're what they are. And that's what you get in Romans 10 and verse 13. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And that's the gospel that I present to you tonight. It's true. It stands from God's side. It's a promise. Yeah, it's a promise. It's a promise that's made to you tonight. As each one of us is here to hear the glad tidings of God's salvation, it's a promise to you. God himself speaking in all the authority of his word, an absolute statement that you can lay hold of and know there's no ifs and buts about it. If you call on the Lord, you'll be saved. I think the jailer in Acts 16 laid hold of that too, didn't he? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's another absolute statement. There it is. It stands in circumstances of chaos in a prison where there'd just been an earthquake. But the word of God stands in an unqualified statement. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Oh, isn't it wonderful, these absolute statements of scripture, you know, that you can lay hold of and you can trust them. Because you know that whatever failure there is with you, whatever doubts and fears may come into your mind and heart, yet the absolute statements of scripture stand, and they stand firm. And tonight you can rely on them. And I rely on them too when I'm preaching the gospel. Because I know they're true. And I know God has placed them there to establish our souls. Peter, you know, He was told by the Lord, O thou of little faith, and isn't that just like us? We wobble around, we have doubts and fears, but the absolute statements of Scripture are sure and firm for you to lay hold of by faith tonight. And I would that the gospel message might be embraced by you and taken home to your heart tonight to realize that the Savior that I present to you is the Savior for you. God's absolute statements are standing there for your acceptance tonight. Well, now, why have I read these scriptures? And you know the answer to that. They all have reference to calling upon the Lord. And that's what I want you to do tonight. I want you to call upon the Savior. Because, do you know, he's able to save you whatever your need. That's an absolute statement too. There's no question about it. You can call upon the Lord and you can find that he's there and he's ready and waiting for you. I'll come to that in a minute. But tonight, you know, God in his goodness has provided for you, has brought you here tonight in the gospel hall so that you can hear his message of salvation. And despite the fact that he knows your heart and he knows you through and through, he knows every sin that you've committed. And yet he says, you can still call unto me. Friends, you know, he's a wonderful Savior, isn't he? You think that this is the God who has power to judge this world in its entirety and in a day to come will judge men in their sins. But tonight the gospel is preached so that your sins can be gone. And Isaiah, who wrote this years and years before Jesus was here, and yet you see these beautiful words, seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. When's that, you say? Well, another scripture tells us that now is the accepted time and now is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may not be. Who knows? Tomorrow never is it? Because when tomorrow comes, it's always today. But friend, oh, the risk of putting off to the future even by a day the question of your salvation, when today you have the opportunity to come face to face with a God who loves you and wants to be your Savior. And that's what he says here, what Isaiah tells us. You seek Jehovah while he may be found, and you call upon him while he's near. Friend, he's near to you tonight. He's not beyond your reach, you know. You may have sat in gospel preaching loads of times, like I have. But have you ever known what it is to reach out to your Savior? And just tell him that you need him. Call out to him, as Isaiah says. Call ye upon him while he is near. Have you ever done that? Ever cried out to God, to Jesus, and asked him to be your personal Savior? Have you ever just spoken to him in those simple terms and just said to him, Lord, I need you. I'm a sinner. I'm in my sins and I know that I only deserve the judgment of God, and that's just what I'll get if I don't accept your way of salvation. Friend, tonight, the Savior is just waiting for you to call out to him. I'm not asking you to call out where you are at the moment, but from your heart, call out to him. Cry out to him. Oh, the one who commands the winds and the waves is the one who's able to meet the question of your sins. Jesus reached out to Peter. Peter discovered a power that was able for everything. The winds and the waves were smoothed and calmed. and he found himself in the presence of the one who had power over everything. Power to save. Power to answer every call that was put to him. Friend, he's near tonight. But I want to tell you this before I go any farther. And that is that the message of salvation that tells you tonight that God can be found today and he's near today, that that opportunity is going to pass. And I can't tell you when. I don't know when it may be, but look, I do want you to search your own heart. Do you really know the Saviour? If mercy's door were to close tonight, would you be sure your home was heaven? There's only one way to heaven, and it's by trusting in Jesus. And the question is, do you know the Saviour? I'm not asking you, do you know the gospel? Not asking you how many times you've heard it before. But I'm asking you whether you know the Saviour. Because when you have to do with God in the day to come, there will only be one plea to save you from judgment. And that will be that you've trusted the Saviour of his providing. You've trusted in Jesus. Now, as you well know, he's my Saviour. So I'm just not preaching to you from words that I've read or words I've heard other people say. I'm telling you about a man that I love. I love him because he died for me on Calvary's cross. Because it was the only way my salvation could be secured. There wasn't any other way. There was no other way. Would God have given his only begotten son if there was another way? If God could have devised a plan that would have satisfied his righteous and holy requirements that involved not the giving of his beloved son, would he not have done it? There was only one way of salvation to satisfy God's requirements and God's heart. And he went through with that plan of salvation. And he did it for you. Now, friend, that's for your acceptance tonight. It's not a case of shall I, shan't I. It's not a time to choose this way or that way. There's many religions in the world. Which one shall I choose? Friend, there's only one way of salvation. And in fact, I'll tell you this. That when the scripture says to call upon Jehovah, that means that you're calling now upon a man who lives in the glory. And there's no other religion has a man who lives in the glory. But tonight, you can answer to God's appeal of love by calling out to him and owning that you need a saviour and that you're a sinner and he'll be able and willing to save. Because mercy's door's still open. And he's still near. When I turn to my second scripture in Isaiah 65. Calling again. I've often read this verse and I love it. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Oh, friend, do you know the answer that God has given? God has given a wonderful answer for you. And that is that he's given his only beloved son to die on Calvary's cross so that you might be blessed. You call out to him in your need. You accept that you need this Saviour for yourself. Ah. He's heard your call. The work's been done. It's been completed there upon Calvary's cross. You think of that mighty cry at Calvary. It is finished. The work's been done. The Saviour's completed the work to the satisfaction of God. Why then, you can call out in confidence. Yes. Before they call, I will answer. God has the answer for you. It's in the precious work of Jesus and the blood that was shed at Calvary. It's in the precious work that was accomplished there, by which he who knew not sin was made sin for us. And God's wrath was poured out upon him. He bore my burden there at Calvary and took my sins away, washed away in the precious blood of Jesus. A basis established upon which God can accept me righteously. Me in my sins. Me hopelessly lost. Without remedy. No alternative way of salvation. Except the blood of Jesus. And that blood's been shed. And shed for you. Shed for rebels. Shed for sinners. And shed for me. I don't just quote that as a hymn. That's the truth. Friend, do you know what it is to have Jesus as your own personal saviour? And to know that that call of yours was answered before you even made the call. The work's been done. Everything prepared. Jesus said to his disciples when he was here, you can read it in John 14, that he says, I go to prepare you a place. Now he's not there preparing it. The work's been done. It is finished. There's a place up there for you. A place in heaven. If you reserved it. It's what you need to do, you know. And you can do it now. From your heart you can reach out to him. And you can trust him as your saviour. And you can know what it is for that call to be answered by a living God. The God with whom you have to do. But you can have to do with him now. You have to deal with him as a saviour. You know, the gospel's a wonderful message, isn't it? I would that each one of us might lay hold of this afresh in our hearts. Call out to Jesus. He's able for everything. Well, now when we come to Jeremiah, I was a little challenged by our brother's prayer at the end of the Bible reading today as two great things in the gospel, but here they are. They're there in Jeremiah. He says, Jehovah that formeth it to establish it, Jehovah is his name. Call unto me. And I will answer thee. There you are. Another absolute statement. There it is. God will answer. He will answer you. If you call out to him tonight. But then he says, I will show thee great and hidden things which thou knowest not. Oh friend, you know what the gospel opens up to you? The gospel brings you into great and wonderful things. That God wants to bless you. God wants to bring you into his greatest thoughts for you. He wants to open up a heavenly home for you. And you can lay hold of it by faith tonight. Great and wonderful things that the gospel offers. Will you trust in him? Are you interested in these great and wonderful things that can be yours? They can be yours now. By faith you can lay hold of them. You can have a hope. You can have joy. You can have peace. Great and wonderful things. All available by trusting in the Saviour. You can know what it is to have a relationship with a holy God. You can know what it is to be numbered amongst the sons of God. How wonderful that is. That God should bestow upon you a relationship that you never deserved and you had no right to. But in his love through the work of Jesus, he's made it possible for you to have your place in heaven and to enjoy now as sons of God. How wonderful the gospel's opening up. Great and wonderful things. And then as you see the majesty and glory of the one who was crucified, the one who suffered on Calvary's cross and had nails driven through his hands and his feet by wicked men, to know that that same one went into death and broke its power and came forth triumphant after 3 days and three nights, and after 40 days ascended up on high, and he's now at God's right hand in glory. Now, what's more great and wonderful than that? There's a Saviour in heaven, a Saviour for you. He's able to meet every requirement that's outstanding between yourself and God. It's gone forever. There's nothing left to be resolved. And it can all be yours tonight if you simply call out in faith to him. Let's read Jeremiah's words again. Call unto me and I will answer thee. That's the promise. And I will show thee great and hidden things which thou knowest not. You know, when you come to know Jesus as your Saviour, you spend the rest of your life growing in the knowledge of his love and grace and goodness to you. I can honestly say from my heart that he's a wonderful Saviour. Because Isaiah said that too, didn't he? His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Why wouldn't the world like to have a man like this? Well, would they? They crucified him. Away with him. We will not have this man to reign over us. No, that's what the world said. But how about you? Are you prepared for him to have his place in your heart and in your life? Would you like to grow in the knowledge of this wonderful Saviour? To know how great and glorious he is? To think that you're going to spend, if you're trusting him, eternity with him, in his presence? That your heart will be completely satisfied, because being with Jesus will be everything to your heart. There'll be no room for anything else. There'll be no need for anything else. No. You'll be with your Saviour eternally. But the only way you can make sure about it is to trust in this absolute statement that we have in Romans 10. There it is. It stands. A verse of its own, verse 13, everyone. And as though anybody who reads it might have any doubts as to who the everyone might be, he says, whosoever. And that whosoever goes right through to the end of the Bible. There it is again, on the last page of the Bible, the whosoever. Whosoever believeth, the invitation goes out on the last page of the Bible to whosoever will to come. Friend, will you not come to Christ tonight? Will you not call out to him? Will you not consider very carefully this verse in Romans 10? Some of the verses, you know, in Romans I find quite hard to understand. But this one, I was going to say it's easy, isn't it? But that's not the right word, because it wasn't easy for him. How he suffered upon that cross when he died to secure your eternal salvation. And today, you can call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. Before I close, I'll just ask you this. What does the name of Jesus mean to you? We spoke about it in the Bible reading too, didn't we, this afternoon? The name of Jesus. Is Jesus precious to your heart? Do you love to hear others speak about him? Do you love to share your own experience of what Jesus means to you? Friend, let these words challenge your heart. I want you to be sure tonight that you know this Saviour. One of the hymns in our hymn book says, there, that is, when we get to heaven, there, no stranger God shall meet thee. Stranger thou? In courts above? He who to his home shall greet thee, greets thee with a well-known love. Friend, I want to ask you simply, is the love of Jesus a well-known love to you? Because tonight it can be. You can call out to him and he'll hear your cry and he'll answer. And Romans 10:13 then comes in. Everyone, whosoever who shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. No questions, no doubts, no uncertainties. There it is, the pages of God's word, firm and sure, valid for the sinner today, available for you, for your acceptance. I would urge you tonight, call out to Christ. Don't delay, and make sure you know this Saviour for yourself, for his name's sake. Amen.